This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The death today of a 22-year-old Peruvian woman brought the number of lives claimed in the terrorist attacks in Madrid a week ago to 202. Also today, police arrested five more people in connection with the bombings, and five people detained last weekend were arraigned in court. Spanish investigators believe some of the suspects are linked to suicide bombings in Casablanca last May. NPR's Sylvia Pajoli is in Madrid and joins us now. Sylvia, many of those arrested are from Morocco. What more can you tell us about what investigators have learned so far?
Well, the investigating judge has issued a gag order, but media leaks from state radio indicate a kind of Moroccan connection is emerging. Three Moroccans were arrested today in Alcalá de Henares, a town where three of the four bomb trains originated. And another man arrested today in northern Spain is believed to be linked with the Casablanca bombings last May that killed 45 people. But the key figure is Jamal Zugam, who runs a call center and phone shop here in Madrid. He was arrested last Saturday. Now, he was traced through a cell phone chip found in a bag on a train with explosives that did not detonate. Police sources say witnesses who survived the train blast placed Zugam on one of the trains before the bombings. Spanish investigators have known about Zugam for some time. They say he had links to Imad Yarkas, the man Spanish authorities believe was the Al-Qaeda ringleader in Madrid. And media reports say Moroccan authorities suspect Ansar al-Islam, an Islamic extremist group blamed for terrorist strikes in Iraq, in Jordan, Turkey, and in Morocco, is behind the Madrid bombings. And Moroccan officials say they have evidence Zugam had links to Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, a key Ansar al-Islam operative. And so Zugam is emerging as a possible kind of crossroads figure, giving weight to the theory that Al-Qaeda might not be a centralized organization, but a loose galaxy of Islamic terror groups joined through logistical bases and of course, an anti-Western ideology.
Well, clearly the investigators are trying to connect the dots between various attacks by Islamic terrorists. Sylvia, is there any indication of how much of a foothold in Spain these groups have?
That is certainly, it certainly seems to be that they have a strong foothold, and it poses a serious challenge for Europe. There was a commentary in the Daily El País today by a leading European expert on Islam in Europe, Gilles Kepel. He pointed out that one of the big differences between 9/11 in the U.S. and 3/11 in Madrid was the differences between the perpetrators. For example, Mohammed Atta and the other hijackers had been temporary visitors in America. If the leads pan out as they seem here, it would appear that some of the Madrid train bombers had been living in Spain for some time. They were active businessmen here, and they had around them a solid, entrenched community that investigators believe includes large numbers of sympathizers. In other words, what Mao used to call a sea in which to swim.
Spain today declassified intelligence reports concerning the outgoing government's initial belief that Basque terrorists were behind last Thursday's attack. What's behind this move?
Well, it seems to be mostly damage control. The outgoing government has been widely suspected of having manipulated or at least delayed releasing information in the aftermath of the bombing, information that pointed more towards Islamic terrorism rather than to the Basque separatist terrorist movement, ETA, as the government had been saying. So today, the outgoing interior minister said that all these intelligence reports would be declassified in order to prove that those allegations were wrong.
Sylvia, thank you very much.
Thank you, Michelle.
NPR's Sylvia Pajoli speaking to us from Madrid.